Sitting inside the offices of an auction house in New York are a large collection of the effects of Rosa Parks, the civil rights activist. And inside those archives has turned up a 6-page handwritten essay that Rosa Parks wrote, in which she details recounts the details of an attempted rape. And in the story, a white man attacks his black housekeeper. We're not entirely sure whether this is a true story, whether this is fictional or not. But joining us now is Danielle McGuire, who can maybe perhaps help us understand the importance of it, whether it's fiction or non. McGuire is assistant professor at Wayne State University and author of a fabulous book called At the Dark End of the Street, Black Women, Rape, and Resistance. Good morning again, Danielle.
Good morning.
So does it matter whether this is fictional or non-fictional?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that we can look at it in a lot of different ways. Rosa Parks, you know, has been silenced in the history books on this issue. And we know from other evidence that she was a huge advocate for women who were assaulted and who were victims of sexual violence. And so this document, I think, sheds light on her history as an advocate for black women who were attacked by white men. And it tells us a little bit more about why she was so passionately engaged in the issue of sexual violence from the 1940s through the 1970s. It could be an account of an experience that she went through, okay, because it's written in the first person. It could be testimony that she gathered from a victim that she interviewed. You know, she was an investigator for the NAACP for many years, and she went to investigate these cases, these rape cases. And so this could be an account, a testimony from another victim. This could be a story, a composite story that she put together based on the many accounts that she heard over time. I mean, white men propositioning black women in the segregated South was as common as coffee cups. It happened all the time. There was an endemic of racial violence and sexualized violence against black women. So it could be lots of different things. I think we would have to put it in context, and we'd have to compare it with the other evidence that we have.
Well, we're speaking with Danielle McGuire, who is an assistant professor at Wayne State University. And Danielle, if it does nothing else, this essay might help to remind people about the history that Rosa Parks had in civil rights before her famous refusing to give up her seat on the bus.
Absolutely. I mean, she's been mythologized as this meek and mild woman who just tiptoed into history that day in 1955. But Rosa Parks was an activist throughout many decades, you know, from the 1930s through the 1990s. And we often forget about this whole career of political activity and just, you know, sort of sentence her to this one moment in time where she's been turned into the kind of Madonna of Montgomery, this silent seamstress. And that wasn't really true. And so at the very least, this archives give her a voice and gives her more complexity and more personality. We get to get a sense of what she really thought about things and how she felt. And we get a sense of Rosa Parks, the writer, and she happens to be a very compelling writer.
Well, absolutely, and she describes this event in incredible detail. If you get a chance to take a look at it, there are some excerpts online. That is Danielle McGuire, assistant professor at Wayne State University, author of At the Dark End of the Street, Black Women, Rape, and Resistance, A New History of the Civil Rights Movement from Rosa Parks to the Rise of Black Power. Danielle, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.